to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe 5 regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, it's... No, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? I gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome back to Wildwood. Everything is going along real nice and peaceful, and everyone is pretty much pleased with the way things are going, especially Miss Harbor, the school teacher. The kids are out having recess, and Miss Harbor is just sitting at her desk listening to them through the window.
Goose, you crack me up.
Do you think it looks okay?
You mean the boat or the flower?
Well, either. Both. I just think I need a change. I just wear my hair the same way every day. I needed something different.
Goose, I like you the way you are.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I wish I had your hair.
Oh, that's the nicest thing.
Stacy, I wish I had your hair.
Okay, this is just too sweet for words.
Oh, I just love this job.
Miss Harbor, you won't believe it!
There are bugs!
He's coming! Rockler, he's moving here to Wildwood!
Why on earth would he do that?
He is going to personally oversee construction of the new train line through the mountains. He'll live right here in our town for 1, maybe 2 years.
That is exciting.
You don't know the half of it. He's also bringing his daughter Tiffany with him.
Oh, how old?
She's 11. She'll be in this class, your class. Can you believe it?
Well, that's wonderful. I'll have a desk made ready and get all her supplies.
Yes, of course you will. This is of the utmost importance. We all must do our part to make this time one of happiness and success for them both. He is not only worth millions, but his very presence here will bring business to the town. He'll set up offices. This will bring waves of money into our little town.
I can assure you that I will do my part.
I know you will, I know you will. It's Thursday now. They'll be here on Monday. Let's make all necessary arrangements. I'm off now. Thank you so much.
Good day, Mayor Boggs.
Well, the rest of the week was a confusion of activity as the whole town kicked into high gear getting ready for the arrival of the Rocklers. Now, you have to understand that this is about the most important, powerful person ever to come and live in Wildwood. And folks tend to get all nervous and jumpy. The train arrived, and on it were Mr. Rockler and his daughter and a whole mess of other folks who came to move them in.
Mr. Youssef, please see that the files and office furniture go into room 307. I want to be up and running Monday morning.
I'll see to it myself, Mr. Rockler.
They made their home in the top floor of the hotel. The whole top floor. Well, Monday morning came, and I tell you what, no one, including Hugh McClaw, was late to school that day.
Good morning, class.
Good morning, Mayor Boggs.
Allow me to introduce you to our newest sixth grader, Tiffany Rockler.
Wow, Stacy, she's beautiful. She looks like a princess.
Hello.
Good morning.
Will someone show Tiffany where to hang up her sweater?
Oh, I will.
I got it.
Out of the way, Cyclops.
Boys. Ned, will you please assist Tiffany?
Certainly. Right this way, miss.
If I may say a word.
Of course, dear.
My father and I wish to thank you all for your warm welcome and hospitality. My father has decided to donate whatever funds will be needed to build a world-class library right here in Wildwood.
A library? Astounding! The Rockler Library!
My father would prefer that it be called the Wildwood Public Library.
I'm speechless.
I gotta go. I gotta go. Thank you. Oh, thank your father. I will go thank your father. I gotta go. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Good day, Mayor Boggs. Well, Tiffany, your desk is here. Oh, library. And why don't we begin the day with history?
The town was practically vibrating with excitement for the new library. Over the next few days, it seemed no one spoke of anything but the Rocklers or the library. A schoolhouse was no different. The whole class seemed to focus all their attention on that little Rockler girl. Why, if Tiffany wore her hair in a ponytail on Monday, all the girls wore a ponytail on Tuesday. And on it went through the week. After the second week, most of the boys were able to talk to Tiffany in complete sentences, with the exception of Ned.
Good morning, Ned.
Oh, yeah. Wow, Summer.
These are your book reports. Maria, will you hand these out, please? Tiffany, Ned, would you come see me for a minute?
Certainly.
Yes, Miss Harbor.
Yes, Miss Harbor.
Your book reports.
Yes.
With a few minor changes, your reports are the same.
The same?
A word-for-word copy.
What?
How do you explain that?
Oh, well, you see, it's a...
Oh, well, we studied together.
You did. Well, I need you all to do your own work so I can give you all your own grades. You will both need to do another book report on your own. Do it on the same book, but write your own report.
Yes, Miss Harbor.
Of course.
Thank you both. I'd like to see those reports in the morning. Have a seat.
Tiffany, I...
Don't say a word. We'll talk at recess. Ned, do you have a minute?
Hi, Tiffany.
Okay, you really messed that one up.
I'm sorry.
I'm not looking for excuses. You said that you would write two reports. You wrote one and changed a few words.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
You will do it right this time, or...
You're not gonna do your own report this time?
Write my book report, and I expect at least a B.
But I'm barely gonna have time to write my own. You should have read the book yourself last week.
You show up with a good book report in the morning for me to sign my name to, or you will never recover from what I will do to you. You embarrassed me. No one does that twice, do you understand? No one.
Silver, star of Paws and Tails. Now, I want to surprise Papa Chuck with some photos of you. So parents, take a photo of your kids listening to Paws and Tails. They can be funny photos, kooky pictures, you know, snuggled into the pillows, wherever your child listens. And I will have them posted on the wall of the clubhouse for all to see. Don't you want to be a part of the clubhouse wall? Of course you do. So just go to pawsandtails.org and send in those pictures.
Come on in, girls.
Wow, look at this stuff. Well, this whole room is your bedroom?
Well, it's all the hotel had.
How many shoes do you have?
I'm not sure. Have a seat. Did you see what Maria had on?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen such a dress? It looked like a potato sack. Does she have parents?
Of course she does.
Well, they must shop for clothes at the city dump. I wouldn't be caught dead in a rag like that.
Did you see her funny little ponytail? Oh, please. Marcia, what a thing to say. There's nothing wrong with Maria's ponytail. It's just the same as Stacy's.
Oh, no. It's spreading. It's the curse of the bad hair day.
Hey, knock it off.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we were just kidding, Stace. It's not very funny.
But it's almost as funny as when Marcia knocked over the paint on herself.
Hey, it was an accident.
It always is.
Stacey, what a thing to say. That's just mean.
She asked for it.
How about tomorrow? We all wear ribbons in our hair.
I love hair ribbons.
Hey, Stacey, you have the blue one.
This is beautiful.
Goose, I'm not sure you have enough hair to tie a ribbon on, too.
Glue might work. You guys are just mean. I'm done. See you later.
Goose, we were just kidding. Is she always so touchy?
Maybe I should go with her.
How about a red and blue ribbon?
Look at that.
It's from France.
I want one from France.
Well, it went from bad to worse. Tiffany got the girls all making fun of each other, and she had poor Ned doing her homework every night. By the end of her first month in Wildwood, she had everyone in school either fighting with each other or terrified of what she could do to them. Yep, Tiffany had them all dancing to her tune, and she was right proud of herself for being able to. She woke up the next morning, headed to school for another day of bossing and putting others down.
Hey, Tiffany, I thought you were going to wear hair ribbons.
Yeah, we are all going to wear ribbons from France. We're wearing ours.
Hey, guys, do you like those hair ribbons?
They're okay, I guess. I've never seen ribbons from France.
You still haven't. Those are from the boxes my shoes were shipped in.
So they're still pretty.
Well, if you're a pair of sandals.
Knock it off.
What am I hearing out here? That kind of mean behavior is unacceptable. Tiffany, please apologize to Marcia.
Marcia, I am very sorry.
All right. Let's head back in.
Ned, here's a couple of dollars. That math homework you did got me a B plus.
I'm done with you. I'm not doing your homework anymore.
Class, please start to copy down your spelling words for the week. Tiffany, Ned, could I see you up here, please?
Certainly. Yes, Miss Harbor?
Tiffany, it has come to my attention that you have been paying Ned to do your homework. Cheating is a very serious matter.
What did you tell her?
I told her everything.
I don't know what lies this terrible rodent has told you, but...
Did you pay Ned to do your homework?
Certainly not.
Would you please tell me about the book you read for your report?
That was weeks ago.
Please tell me something you remember from reading that book.
Are you going to take his word over mine?
I have already discussed this with Ned's parents. I will need to do the same with your father. Please deliver this note to him. It's a request for a teacher-parent conference tomorrow after school.
He is too busy. And besides, Mr. Yusuf handles my affairs. Perhaps he could make it.
He handles your affairs?
Takes care of things for me.
Doesn't your father take care of things for you?
He is a very busy man. It is Mr. Yusuf that you want to talk to.
On the contrary, Please deliver the note to your father, not Mr. Youssef.
All right. I'll do the report on another book. I'll make it up.
I'll be discussing that with your father.
He's too busy to come meet with a small-town schoolmarm. He won't come.
I will not allow this kind of disrespect.
Then take my advice. Let me make up the work and leave my father out of it.
You may deliver the note now. You are done for the day in this class.
You're kicking me out of the class?
There is no room for disrespect in a classroom. Please gather up your things.
Although she hid it pretty well, Miss Harbor was very upset about Tiffany. After class, she was grading papers and trying to imagine what could make a little girl act like that.
Miss Harbor?
Mayor Boggs, I'm glad you came.
You expelled Mr. Rockler's daughter? You kicked her out of your class?
I did. Let me explain.
Could you not have made her stay after class? Write something on the board several hundred times? Was there nothing else you could think of that you could have done to get this little girl under control?
In my opinion, Tiffany has no respect for anything except her father. He needs to know about...
Well, it's done. You've sent the note, and he's coming.
Good, I will explain.
I will be there as well.
Why will you be there?
The future of this town is in the balance. If you don't take care of this properly, I will. Be sure of that. I'll see you tomorrow.
Miss Harbor spent that night thinking and praying. Now, she had a tough enough time just talking with the grown-ups in the town when things were going well. But here she was, facing a meeting about a troubled little girl who is the daughter of the most powerful man that had ever set foot in Wildwood. That night, she did very little sleeping and quite a lot of praying. Tiffany was absent the next day from school, and finally, 3:30 came.
Mr. Rockler.
Miss Harbor, nice to meet you.
Come in, please.
Thank you.
Please, have a seat.
Thank you. I understand there's been...
Mr. Rockler, I guess I missed you at the hotel.
I guess you did.
Please, proceed.
I was saying...
I'm sorry.
No, you go first, please.
Well, Tiffany is a bright and precocious child.
Yes, I agree. Let's talk about the cheating.
Can we get to the heart of the matter, Miss Harbor?
Of course. Tiffany has been cheating on her homework. When confronted, she admitted to this.
So she told me. Did she offer to make up the work?
She did, but only with the greatest disrespect to me.
Is this not the real issue?
Excuse me?
She has no respect for you. I think that is the point. You pulled me away from my work because you cannot earn the respect of a little girl.
She cheated. That is one issue. She also has shown disrespect that is unacceptable.
If you cannot gain the respect of an 11-year-old girl, how can you teach a whole class?
That is a very good question.
Mr. Rockler, I am very afraid for the future of your daughter. You have no idea what she is like, good or bad. You are off building railroads and leaving your daughter to the care of strangers. She needs your attention and she needs your discipline. Tiffany is in a battle with me right now, and if you let her win, she will lose in ways that will affect her for years to come.
Miss Harbor, you may stop now. Mr. Rockler, I am the mayor, head of the school board, and I am now exercising my authority by reinstating Tiffany back into the class tomorrow morning. I can also assure you that we will begin immediately to search for a teacher that can teach children and not wage battles against them.
Mayor Boggs, I don't think
that... Miss Harbor, that is all. You are quite finished here.
Hey, Stace, I'm helping out today, so I'll direct you whenever you're ready.
Hey everyone, Stacy here from Paws and Tails. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you.
Yeah. Really good, Stace, but this time with a little more, pathos, please.
Oh, Ned.
Keep going, Stacy.
Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts.
Yeah, it's a good start, Stace, but I need some more sparkle, please. Give me more sparkle.
I don't even know what that means. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting!
Well, let's think about your motivation on this.
Got it, Stace. Good job. Stopping tape.
Wait! I'm directing this! Do not stop tape, Joelle! Do not stop that tape!
Well, Mayor Boggs and Mr. Rockler left Miss Harbor crying at her desk. Mr. Rockler had an uneasy feeling in his stomach. Part of him knew that Miss Harbor was right about his sweet little girl. Another part was furious that anyone would talk to him like that. This is a good thing to be mindful of. When you feel uneasy about something, you best stop and rethink what you're doing. So Mr. Rockler headed straight to the hotel and straight up to his daughter's room.
Mr. Youssef, do you know where Tiffany is?
In her room, sir, with some young ladies. Tea party.
Thank you.
Not at all, sir.
Tiffany?
I told her she did not know who she was dealing with.
I can't believe you said that to a teacher.
Weren't you afraid? Of what, that backwater school, Marm?
I can't believe you'd say that.
I've made teachers and tutors beg me not to give a bad report to my father. Miss Harbor, she wasn't even a challenge.
If she loses her job, no other teacher will ever go up against you.
Ladies?
Mr. Rockler?
Good afternoon, sir.
Father!
Ladies, I'll have to ask you to excuse us.
Of course.
See you tomorrow, Tiffany.
How did it go with Miss Harbor?
I can't believe what I just heard.
What do you mean?
You. Miss Harbor was right. She was right about you.
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
I guess I knew it all along. I've spoiled you. Since Mother left, I have spoiled you. And this is what you have become.
You're going to believe that teacher over me?
Yes. You've lied to me about a lot of things.
Father.
I overlooked them. I allowed them. Get ready for dinner.
No.
I have some thinking to do.
Father! I'm sorry!
That night was the worst night of Miss Harbor's life. She loved the kids in her class. She wanted to live in this town and watch them all grow up. And it was all over. She had lost her dream, all while doing the right thing and standing up to Mr. Rockler. She didn't understand how God could let it happen, but it just did, right there before her very eyes. She was determined, however, to leave her job well. And she had worked on just the right way to tell her class that she would no longer be their teacher.
Please, all of you, find your seats. I have an announcement to make. You must know that I have no greater joy than to be with all of you.
Me too, Miss Harbor.
Thank you, Goose. But sometimes things just don't work out the way... Mr. Rockler, this isn't necessary.
Yes, it is.
Mr. Rockler, I saw you headed this way. I wanted you to know that we are having an emergency meeting of the school board to begin the search for a new teacher.
If you would allow me?
Well, of course. And who would blame you?
Tiffany?
I can't.
Go ahead.
I am... Miss Harbor, I am sorry for lying to you and being disrespectful.
Cheating?
And I'm sorry I cheated. I will be a model student from now on.
Miss Harbor?
Yes?
Would you allow my daughter to rejoin your class?
But there's no need for that. I have everything ready.
I would be very glad for Tiffany to rejoin the class.
But
could I have a word with you?
There is no need. I have everything ready.
You must forgive my shock.
I have been a fool. You stood up to me for the sake of my own daughter, and I was angry with you.
I said some things that are very difficult for a father to hear.
Do you know one of the worst things about my job? No one wants to tell me bad news, even when I need to hear it.
I can imagine.
You were right about my daughter. I need to be with her more. Do normal family things. I apologize to you, too. And you needn't worry about your job.
But Mayor Boggs is...
We'll agree with whatever I ask. Please forgive me.
Of course I do.
I will leave you to your class now.
Thank you.
Oh, and the library.
Yes?
I expect you'll be checking books out within the year.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Lord. Let's start the day with a science lesson. What do plants need to grow?
The Bible tells us that we should not be rebellious. No, we should not disobey authority. But give honor to our parents and our teachers. You might ask, hey, what's in that for me? Well, if we treat others with respect, then we'll be blessed ourselves. And so, it would be silly to do anything else. If you were a bird, you'd surely listen to your mother. You'd hang on every word that she taught you about the sky. You wouldn't balk or squawk, or say you'd rather walk, when you could be learning how to fly. It would be silly to do anything else. Yes, I'm sure that you can see it yourself. You'll be blessed each day if you just obey. It would be silly to do anything. You were a fish,
just a fish, a little fish.
You know you'd be in school, and you would not resist learning how to use your fins. You wouldn't carp or pout or flounder all about when you could be learning how to swim. Would be silly to do anything else. Yes, I'm sure that you can see it yourself. 'Cause you'll be blessed each day if you just obey. It would be silly to do anything else. Here's my solo. Why God put them above us? Can't you see they love us? So let's give them the respect that they deserve. It would be silly to do anything else. Yes, I'm sure that you can see it yourself. You'll be blessed each day if you just obey. It would be silly to do anything. Silly to do anything. Silly to do anything else.
To order a copy of today's program, Tiffany Cometh, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Tiffany Cometh was written and directed by David Carl. Our script supervisor was Phil Lawler. The song, It Would Be Silly, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.